$5 for supplements that may or may not work. If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. It's going to be open lines, and that means it's you are required to call in and ask questions, because after all, if we have open lines on talk radio, we have to have someone to talk to. Our number, 877-254-7524. Well, I was certainly going through my emails this morning, and Chris, one of the very interesting ones, an article of the Kansas City newspaper pointing out that Al-Qaeda is primarily force behind the rebels in Libya. So basically, we're helping to arm the rebels. We're helping to arm Al-Qaeda. Now, why in heaven's name would we be backing the rebels in Libya who are Al-Qaeda? Because this whole movement that's going on over in the Near East and Middle East is simply part of this Muslim Brotherhood, which has been financed by first MI6, British Intelligence, going back to 1928, when the Muslim Brotherhood was created and financed by the British Foreign Service. And this is covered beautifully in a book we carry called The Devil's Game. After all, you have to have an enemy if you're going to destabilize these countries. That was the whole idea. Following World War One, why, because Great Britain and France divided the Near East and the Middle East between them. And then they established a number of unstable countries. They established Iraq, and they took a Shiite group, and then a Sunni group, and then a Kurd group, and they put them all into one country. And the only way to manage it would be with a dictator. And then, of course, they established the dictator, and then they established a force to oppose the dictator. And that allowed them to really be able to mediate and control everything. You always want unstable countries if you're going to try to control them, and that's exactly what Great Britain and France did. They dominated that area until the Second World War, and then, of course, America came in and took over there. And, you know, certainly when we had conquered Iraq, what we should have done was established a Shia country, a Sunni country, and let the Kurds have their own country. But we didn't do that. We established a nation there under Sharia law to drive the Christians out, because the real foreign policy of the people who control our government is an intense hatred of Christianity. And what we're doing is doing everything we can to destroy Christianity, but we can't let the common Americans know that. The elite who control America, they're the ones who took God out of our schools and prayer out of our schools. They did it by using the Supreme Court. Of course, they work intimately with the Masonic movement, and therefore 30 years, the Masons controlled the United States Supreme Court in majorities of 5-4 to 8-1, and they took God and prayer out of our schools because the invisible government. Not the invisible government, the ones we elect, but the invisible government, the Brotherhood of Darkness, hates Christianity. Well, now, of course, what they're up to is they're going to topple all of the governments in the Middle East. And we've already seen them. But Turkey now has moved into the radical Islamic camp, largely because of a man named Gulen, G-U-L-E-N, the richest man in America. You know, if you've never read that in Time magazine, well, that's because you've been reading Time magazine too long, and you don't understand Time and Newsweek and of course, all of the major magazines and newspapers and major television networks. They're all part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, and they're not to reveal the truth and to conceal the truth. But Gulen, G-U-L-E-N, you can look him up on the Internet, Paul Williams Gulen. According to Paul Williams and our interviews with him, and Paul's a reliable investigative reporter, been around for a long time, Gulen is by far the richest man living in America. Of course, I don't even think he speaks English. He has an enclave, armed enclave, with helicopters and men with automatic weapons guarding him there in Pennsylvania. But his money probably comes from the CIA and drug operations, and he is being used by the CIA to destabilize the Middle East. Well, why would you want to do something like that? Well, if you don't have an enemy, how can you have a war? And, of course, right now we're planning on a great war with this new enemy we're creating, this new Islamic world order. The new Islamic world order. That's a term that Gulen uses. And we suggest you make use of the Internet. Remember, they established the Internet so they could watch us, but we might as well use the Internet so we can gain information and communicate with one another about what the Brotherhood of Darkness is doing. And what we're doing now in the process of destabilizing Libya and, of course, with the When elections are held, the Muslim Brotherhood is going to take over. But remember, the Muslim Brotherhood was financed and always has been financed by what I call the Anglo-American establishment. And that was, of course, the organization that was created by Cecil Rhodes. In fact, Professor Quigley, who's one of my favorite writers, he's long since dead, but he was the greatest historian of the last century, wrote a book about the Anglo-American establishment and their effort to create a world government. He starts out his book by saying, you know, most people have heard of Cecil Rhodes, and most people know that, of course, he actually created the Rhodes Scholarships, but very few people know that he created a secret society with one purpose, to take over control of the world, and almost no one knows that he created that secret society and it exists to this day. That's how, in essence, I'm simply paraphrasing the beginning of the book, The Anglo-American Establishment. But that book was suppressed for 32 years. Professor Quigley could never get it published. It was published in, I believe, 1981, 1982, by a man who, although he used his own name, certainly in the initial issues of it, he would never give his address. It was a non-existent box at Grand Central Station, the original. If you have a hardback copy of the Anglo-American Establishment, when I finally tracked the man down, he was quite frankly afraid to come onto my radio programs because he had broken the greatest secret of all time. That is the story. There really is a secret society out there that's running everything. Well, and the ties of Cecil Rhodes, but give us a call, 1-877-254-7524, 877-254-7524.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin. vice president for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Now is the time to reserve your Passover tickets and join us for an awesome evening Monday, April the 18th at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue, as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua Jesus. Tickets are $30 for adults, $20 for 10 to 12-year-olds, $15 for 6 to 9-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th, no exceptions. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations, or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover.
Well, Dr. Stan, it's open lines, so give us a call at 877-254-7524. But President Cindy Obama tries to justify our going and bombing Libya, saying we're trying to prevent a slaughter of civilians. Ladies and gentlemen, when you are arming the rebels, we're fighting the government, you're setting up for slaughter. When you have a war, people get killed. That's why people are streaming out of Libya trying to escape the fighting, because we are financing the civil war there. We're financing the Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Qaeda, that are trying to overthrow Gaddafi. Why are we doing that? Well, it's part of a much larger plan to topple all of the governments in that part of the world, to reconstitute the Ottoman Empire, and now we can have the finest enemy money can buy. Now, suddenly, you can see this whole incredible story unfolding. What really is what is more exciting, if you go back and read Ezekiel 38 and 39, you can actually identify in those ancient scriptures the descriptions of the situation that exists today in that area. The countries that were named specifically in Ezekiel 38 and 39, you will see named in the press today. And these countries have been around all this time, or have been reconstituted. A lot of them have been reconstituted, actually, in preparation for the prophesied great battle, which is to take place in that part of the world. And you can see this whole thing unfolding up until, 2002. Turkey was firmly aligned with the West, and the reason it shifted away from the West was because of the CIA and Gulen. Gulen was actually sent out. He was told he had to leave Turkey. He was subversive. He was trying to overthrow their government. He came here to the United States, continued using the CIA's money to overthrow the secular government of Turkey. He did that, and now Turkey has moved into the radical Islamic camp and is using its finances and capability to convert the other nations there to this radical form of Islam. And you only need to have your people in positions of power in government. Even if the majority of the people don't support you, you control the government, you can impose this radical form of Sharia law. And of course, a lot of people rejecting what's happening here in the West, the moral degradation that we see here, and the use of women, basically what we've done to womanhood is a terrible thing. I believe in equal rights for women, but Do you really think the sexualization of women and encouraging their promiscuity and what you see on television and what you see at in festivals and the lewd dancing, do you really think this glorifies women? The Muslims are a lot smarter than the American people. They feel that we have moral degradation here, and we've accepted homosexuality and promiscuity and all the things which they abhor, and they're absolutely right. And where is the outcry from the American people? Well, there are a lot of people who are concerned, but you don't hear their outcry because the media is controlled and because people like Jay Leno will ridicule anything that has moral standings or professes morality. And certainly our talk shows and our comedians and our radio and television are used to demean anything noble and heroic and worthwhile and to push the depraved and the distorted. Well, basically, this is one reason why many of the people in the Muslim world are rejecting Western values and going at least tentatively to go along with the Muslim Brotherhood. And so when the dust finally settles over there, and you can already see the rumbles of it happening in Egypt and Tunisia as they talk about holding elections, but nobody's going to be running. There's no active opposition other than the Muslim Brotherhood, which is covertly financed by the CIA and other American and English intelligence agencies. The Anglo-American establishment has recreated the best enemy money can buy in preparation for the terrible, terrible war that lies ahead. Our telephone number, 1-877-254-7524. Do you believe this? I'd like to know what you believe, what you think. Are you concerned about the fact that America now is involved in bombing over there in Libya and killing civilians? And I mean, war kills people, and yet we are killing people over there with our planes. Oh, we're doing this to prevent people getting killed. That's why we're bombing and strafing. And look at these pictures on television of the burnout vehicles. I mean, do you think that they never kill civilians when American bullets do it? It's only when the Al-Qaeda bullets do it or Gaddafi's bullets do it. But understand, the rebel movement in Libya is primarily backed by Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood. Why are we backing them? Well, once you understand, it all begins to make sense. Otherwise, none of this makes sense. In fact, when we began reading and studying about the transfer of the nuclear technology to Pakistan, and of course you can read my January 2008 Radio Liberty newsletter. It's radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, the newsletter, January 2008, the civil engineering story. You've got to read it to understand. We've transferred the nuclear technology to Pakistan to build nuclear weapons. And then, of course, we have been continuing giving large amounts of money to Pakistan. And, oh, shucks, we just found they were using that money to build more nuclear weapons. Why would you do something like that? Why, we've created the best enemy money could buy. Our number, 877-254-7524, and we have a caller. Who's on the line?
Hello, Dr. Sam. My name is Donna.
Hi, Donna. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Colorado.
All right.
I totally agree with you in all the points that you just made. I think that the church, the pastors, need to be held just a little bit more accountable to be extolling people from the pulpit, and we're not seeing that because of the 501c3 tax status, where they would rather be accountable to the state than accountable to God.
You're absolutely right. And what we need, you know, is some ministers, and we do have a lot of ministers listen to my program, and I'm sure that they're speaking out in their churches. There's just not that many of them, but it's always rewarding to me to find that we do have ministers. You know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, and it's always fascinating when some minister calls in and tells me I'm right on. Because yeah, I'm an orthopedic surgeon, you know, but these people understand that. Well, they're usually the small churches, and they're speaking out as much as they can, but you speak out as a minister, and they'll infiltrate your church, and they'll get rid of you. Because, believe me, they are expert at this, and they'll go after any minister who already speaks out. That's why if you have a minister who's speaking out, you've got to be willing to stand behind him and just buck the system, but you've got to keep him there and give him the courage to continue doing what's right. Well, anything else, Don? I appreciate your words of support.
Well, I think that just one more thing, too. The trend is going more and more toward leaving corporate worship in small pods of home churches, which is what my husband and I do. And since we've been doing that, we've been awakened in so many different ways, including spiritually. So I really appreciate your program, Dr. Stan, and I make a point of listening to you quite often. So thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. God bless you. And I do think that the small home churches are really the way to go, unless you have a minister who is willing to take a stand and willing to educate his flock. And as they say, if he does, he's taking a chance, because believe me, they will infiltrate the church. And the people who infiltrate the church will be the best Christians you ever saw and the most supportive of the minister until they get into a position of authority. Then they'll undermine him and get rid of him. And this happened to Pastor Billy Crone recently, who, regular participant. We have him on our programs regularly, and he's been forced out of his church. If you have a good church that's looking for a good minister with a wonderful message, why, Pastor Crone is looking for a ministry, and if you need him, why, you can always get in touch with us. We'll put you in touch with him. Well, I was crushed when I thought that this had happened to Pastor Billy, but I've seen it happen in my own church, and one of my greatest regrets is that I didn't stand up and fight the system. You hate to certainly get into a fight with the Board of Deacons, but there was only one man in that Board of Deacons who wanted to get rid of our minister. Everybody else in the church of 150 to 200 people supported the minister, and one man cleverly positioned was able to undermine one of the finest ministers I've ever known. That was I won't get into that. That's another story for another time. But it happens over and over again. If you know somebody's looking for a church that's looking for a good minister, Pastor Billy Crone is looking, and his material is outstanding. And of course, he's a regular participant here on Radio Liberty. He does a great job. His research on evolution is unparalleled, and we carry many of his DVDs. We think that they are a wonderful means of certainly debunking evolution and pointing people towards the truth. And our number, 877-254-7524. Well, we were talking about, of course, the transfer of nuclear technologies to Pakistan. The fact that the United States government continued massive military and financial aid to Pakistan, and then, oh, shucks, we found they were building more nuclear weapons. Well, how did that happen? How could we have been so stupid? Ladies and gentlemen, say what you will about our leaders, they're not stupid. They know what they're doing. Why are they doing this? Well, you can't have a war unless you have an enemy, and you can't have a nuclear war, you should have a nuclear-armed enemy. And I really believe that we've transferred the nuclear technology and the ability to create the financial ability to build the nuclear weapons. And Pakistan probably has several hundred nuclear weapons now, I believe that there's going to be a nuclear component to the coming war. And, of course, you can see this in prophecy. And if you read the prophecies, they talk about, how during this war, why the flesh will melt from the face of the people. And, how can you have flesh melting from faces? This is written, remember, 2,000 years ago, even more than that, some of these prophecies, 2,600 years ago. At that time, they didn't even know what nuclear weapons were. and that they talked about the people on the islands of the West would be destroyed by fire and the flesh would melt from their faces. I believe they're describing a nuclear war, and I hope and pray that I'm wrong, but I think they're describing what's going to happen to America when God brings his justice on this country, and believe me, the rain falls on the just and the unjust, and I think there are going to be terrible things that are going to happen. And well, Chris, if you know the Lord, why, the worst thing that happens is you're going to die and go to be with him. It may even be that we're the lucky ones, but I do believe we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis, and I believe we're moving into a great war with the Muslim world. I don't know when it's coming, but I do know that things are advancing faster than I've ever seen before. And I think that as you see this whole incredible story unfolding, simply within this last 3 or 4 months, we've seen the fall of Lebanon and of Egypt and Tunisia and now Libya's in the throes of revolution. I think you're going to see dramatic changes in the entire structure of that part of the world. My telephone number, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Give us a call. Talk radio means you've got to call and talk.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dan here, our telephone number, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, and we have a caller who's on the line.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Jeanette calling from Denver.
Hi, Jeanette. How are you?
Oh, very good. Thank you. I've never called in to talk to you on the air before, but I've been listening to you since I moved to Denver about back in 2005. And I just want to thank you for all the work, hard work you've done over all the decades. And if some, people will read Brotherhood of Darkness, they'll understand how everything ties together and why things happen the way they do. I was listening to the gal Donna, who had called in earlier. I kept getting interrupted with phone calls here, but she mentioned talking about the pastors, not being able to speak up because they're 501c3, and that brought to mind the clergy response team to me. And I was wondering, last I heard, there were probably about 26,000 pastors who were a part of that, and I just wonder if you had heard anything recently about that organization.
I really haven't. I know that Chuck Baldwin has been trying to mobilize ministers and get them to take a stand, but I really don't know. And if anybody out there doesn't know, I would certainly like to know what we do have a fair number of ministers I know who listen to our programs and are speaking out, but they're certainly not in the big churches. And but I will tell you, it takes a lot of courage as a minister to speak out, because they will target you, they will infiltrate your church, they will set up a whispering campaign and try to undermine you. But I really don't know anything about that organization. Can you tell us a little bit?
It was, I think it was under Homeland Security.
You're talking about the minister who's been organized by the government to to get the people to just go along with the dictatorship when it's established?
Yes, give you a wrong interpretation of Romans, I think,
sure.
13. In other words, we're supposed to, go along with whatever the government tells us to do. And I think they started using them when Katrina happened. So I just was wondering. I know that it was growing, of course. I just think that most of the churches have been infiltrated. And anyway, if they're not 501c3, that's the direction you need to go. But like I said, I just, the last congregation I was in, which I'm no longer with, I was kind of asking around if anyone knew if they belonged to the clergy response team. I never did get an answer. So it was a major, kind of a big church here in Denver. But I just, like I said, I just thought about that. I just wondered if I hadn't heard anything about them lately, and just thought I would bring that up with you.
Well, I hope maybe somebody out there in the listening audience would know more about that. I think it's so important. And, certainly one of the things, they infiltrated the seminaries. That's what you have to understand. They actually put people to the seminaries to push Romans 13, and the idea that whatever this government wants to do, why, we've got to go along with it. Even though we know it's wrong, but we're to be subservient to the state. And I don't believe that for one minute. I believe, in fact, we have a book, written by a minister on that subject. We offer that along with a taped interview with him, just dealing with that very, very subject, that this is a total misrepresentation of Scripture, and it's being pushed by the people who would enslave us.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. That's all I wanted to bring up with you, and you have a wonderful day, and thank you again for your ministry.
God bless you. Thanks very much. I appreciate so much your calling. Okay,
Bye-bye.
Fine. Well, my telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have a question, you have a comment. But America is in real trouble today. Who do we have calling in?
My name's Daniel. And I'm calling from Reed Ridge, Colorado.
Fine. Thank you so much for calling. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I was going to say a couple things. First of all, yesterday I was listening to Jack Van Lamp, and he was revealing the Bilderbergers and the World Order and talking about them dividing the world into 10 areas, and he's speaking against them, and I was wondering why they don't shut Jack Van Lamp down. And then are they really dividing the world into 10 separate areas? And I had one other question real quick was, I was taking the potassium iodate since the situation in Japan, And yesterday they, on Alex Jones, they said that all 50 states have been contaminated by the radiation, but is it enough radiation that we should still be taking potassium iodate?
I mean, I love Alex. He's a good person, friend, but I don't think you ought to be taking potassium iodate at this point. Now, you probably should be taking an iodine supplement regularly because we don't get enough iodine. And, of course, we have a four-tape cell on iodine deficiency, and we have an article written by Dr. Donald Miller, a professor of the University of Washington. And basically, they took the iodine. They used to give it in all of the salt was iodized, and the bread was iodized. But they've taken it out of there specifically so it would have iodine deficiency. So we do sell a product called Iodorol. We take it ourselves, and it gives you about 12.5 milligrams of iodine a day, which is great. And if you take that, you don't have to worry about you don't have to worry about the iodine 131 and your thyroid picking it up if there was a problem. So you probably ought to be taking an iodine supplement on a regular basis, and many of our supporters do, and it's available to Radio Liberty. But as far as taking potassium iodate now, I personally don't think it's necessary, although there is, you could find, if you had extremely sensitive instruments, some increase in I-131. It's so minuscule, I do not believe it's anything at all to be worried about, and certainly it's not in out of realm where it could possibly be harmful to you. Well, the thing about iodine-131, first of all, its half-life is only 8.5 days, and then, of course, it's got to get into your thyroid, and then, of course, it radiates the thyroid, but you're not going to get enough to be worried about it. Do not take the potassium iodate for this. If you want to take an iodine supplement, get something like Iodorol, and you can take it on a regular basis, but don't take potassium iodate this time. It is not necessary. But what this whole situation in Japan has done is to dramatize how unprepared the average American would be for a real crisis. I mean, we've got people frantically trying to get potassium iodate. It is needed, but they're frantically trying to get it. And imagine what it's going to be like when there's a shortage of food and water and health supplies and all of these other things. This is the time to begin make your preparations for the very difficult times that lie ahead. And you should have a good supply of long-term food on hand. You should have at least 6 months' supply of food, and you need water, and you need to know how to purify your water. And you can get your Berkey. We can't get them in California, but you can get them certainly in Colorado. So you can purify water if you need to. Or learn how to distill water, but make your preparation now in case we do get into a war situation or some sort of a crisis. I think it's coming. I just don't know how soon. But every one of you out there should be getting preparation. We'll be right back. Give us a call.
Now is the time to reserve your Passover tickets and join us for an awesome evening Monday, April the 18th at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua Jesus. Tickets are $30 for adults, $20 for 10 to 12-year-olds, $15 for 6 to 9-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th. No exceptions. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Trace Margaritas in Greeley reminds listeners, from the early days of our country through two world wars and countless smaller conflicts, our armed forces have stood tall. In this current time of conflict, let's support our troops and their families. Let's honor them and veterans of past battles for all their sacrifices in defense of our great nation. This tribute by Trace Margaritas, 2319 18th Avenue in Greeley. Call 378-6662. Proud to salute all the past and present members of our military service.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Is the gentleman who is calling in, is he still here or did he hang up?
Oh, no, I'm here. I just want to know how to order the information about Romans 13.
Yes, you call 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. I do not remember the exact title, but, of course, you call the number and just tell her what you want. And it comes with a book and with either CD or tape, and it's rather inexpensive. I know it's less than $19, and it is probably far less than that. Anyway, give her a call, 1-800-544-8927. We'll just avail whatever it comes to, but it's less than that, and it's not expensive. A great little book. Oh,
okay.
I just don't remember.
Thank you, and I really appreciate your program. Thank you.
Yeah. God bless. Thanks so much. Well, again, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have a question or comment, but you really need to know how to discuss Romans 13, and this minister did an excellent job in this little book he's written, and we give you my interview with him. Okay, who do we have calling in?
Hi, hi, this is Dan, and I've got another, I guess it's not the same one, but another exposition on Romans 13 that I wanted to mention to you.
All right, fine.
It's found on hisholychurch.org website. There's a man there who has studied what Romans 13 really means, and it's one of the high points of his ministry, bringing that out.
Well,
it's hisholychurch.org, and then there's
the website?
hisholychurch.org, and it's a small neighborhood church as well. But up in the upper left-hand top menu bar, there's a study icon.
Okay.
And if you hit that study, it'll go down. You go down a ways, and it has the booklet online for Romans 13.
Fine. Well, if you can get it up there, well, then you don't need to get it to us. That's fine. I appreciate that. I think it's just important people understand that. Certainly, we should obey the government as long as the government is obeying God's law. But when government violates God's law, then, of course, we are not obligated to follow their laws. So we should pay our taxes and do those sort of things. We have to have structure. But understand, our government has been taken over by wicked, wicked men. And I mean, you look at GE, the largest corporation in the world. They pay hardly no taxes. Why? Because they've got their people back there lobbying in Washington, D.C. for special laws to protect GE. Bank of America doesn't pay any taxes. Why? Because they know how to play the system. Well, should we pay our taxes? Yes, we should pay our taxes. Give unto Caesar that was Caesar's, but remember to give unto God that which is God's, and that's our loyalty. Our real loyalty is not to government, but to our Lord. Anything else you wanted to say?
No, I'll get off the line. Someone else is trying to get in, but this just defines what the terms in the Bible mean.
Okay, well, thank you.
Just wanted to add that. Thank you.
we are so fortunate to have the internet, and there is a lot of wonderful information there. There's a lot of bad information too, but hopefully, with God's help, you will learn to be discerning. And of course, that's what's all kept me out of trouble for the last 49 years. Is that I believe that God is helping to be discerning. They've sent so many people to try to infiltrate my ministry, but fortunately, to my knowledge, they did get some people in, but we recognized it and got rid of them. But so they have infiltrated so many of the ministries and even the talk show programs, and effectively destroyed them, as they did with Chuck Carter, who had a very, very effective talk show ministry many years ago. And of course, sometimes when they couldn't do them, they ended up like Bill Cooper. Bill Cooper, of course, was gunned down by a SWAT team. But these things really happen in America. William Cooper, look him up. Tragic story. A tragic end for a very courageous man. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. And who do we have on the line?
Yeah, this is Wayne from Elizabeth, Colorado.
Yeah, good to have you with us. How are you this morning?
Good. I just want to comment on Pastor Billy Crone's. I bought from you two CD sets with 8 CDs in there, and he was talking about evolution and stuff.
What did you think of that?
I just want to compliment on what an excellent job he did with that, because he proves that man walked with dinosaurs. And he proves that there are still some dinosaurs with us today. And it's just amazing the evidence that he brought forth.
But believe me, they went after him. I don't know how they did it, but I just talked to him the other day, and he is being forced to leave his church. If you know anybody who needs a good minister, I mean, I can recommend him. I think his material is great, and he has done some very, very important research, and he can bring it out so well. Anybody who has, I wish we speaking out as a minister right here where I live. Anyway, when you are a minister and you're willing to take a stand and stand for righteousness, sometimes you pay a terrible price. Anything else you'd like to say?
No, I just would like to recommend that people look into Pastor Billy Crone, because I've read the book, The Lie of Evolution, Darwin on Trial, Bones of Contention, and several other books on the lie of evolution and stuff. But Pastor Billy Crone's work, he just wrapped it up in a nutshell there, and just it's just amazing the evidence that he brought up.
Well, basically, this is an 8 DVD set, part 1, part 2. It's called Fearful Creation. Fearful Creation, we recommend it. It's available by calling 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Well worth your while getting, well worth your while watching. You need to be able to debate the subject, because evolution is one of the Satan's great lies. Anything else?
I just want to thank you for the work you do, and God bless you, Dr. Stan. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I understand here at the American Freedom Network, and we do hope you enjoy our programs. I always enjoy the open lines, and so, but and I appreciate so much all the people calling this morning. But anyway, of course, we have some very, very real problems. We're entering a period of chaos and crisis. The monetary system is breaking down. You're going to see rising oil prices and rising food prices in the months that lie ahead. Get yourself prepared for the difficult times, financially and certainly fiscally, but also spiritually. And then, of course, we would simply point out that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help, our number is 1-800-544-8927 and 1-800-544-8927. If you're not in a position to help, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. I think increasingly we're going to have to begin to focus on the spiritual aspects of the struggle. That's why we're so pleased to carry a great new website. And all you have to do is go to our homepage, RadioLiberty.com, and scroll down. You'll find what do the banners say? The story of Jesus. Go there and watch it. It's the greatest story ever told. It's simply a compilation of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The story of Jesus' birth and death and resurrection and the impact it had on the people that were with him. It's the sort of message we need to get out at this time. We don't need to be arguing, you know, whether we should be Calvinists, Arminians, or all the other things and the difference between the various sects of Christianity. What we need is the simple story of Jesus, and not only for you, because if you're a listener to this program, you probably are a Christian, but to point other people do this, because what we need is a great revival in America, and I believe this website will help. We have another link, and that is How Do You Know You're Saved? Go to our website, read the two of them. The gentleman who put up this website on the story of Jesus doesn't take donations. He doesn't advertise. He simply wants to get the message out, and he's actually hired a woman. And you can communicate with her on email if you have any questions about Christianity. It's a wonderful website, and I am so pleased and proud to have it affiliated with Radio Liberty, the story of Jesus. Go there, read it, encourage others to read it, or simply listen. You don't even have to read it. You can listen to it and understand we're involved in the spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And what we need today is a great revival, and just hope and pray for that revival, because this is the only way we're going to save this country. It happened in 1730, it happened in 1830 and 1840. hope and pray that it happens again. Because only when if this country turns back to God, will God preserve this nation. Otherwise, I fear we're going to see God's vengeance on America. And again, if you'd like to contact us, our number 1-800-544-8927. Remember, our website, RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our programs online. And, Chris, you can listen 9 hours a day to the programming for that day. You won't get much accomplished. You can listen 4 hours live, plus this hour early in the morning at the, here at the American Freedom Network. And then we do 4 hours more that is posted on our website at RadioLiberty.com. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for freedom, provision, and protection. So, until tomorrow, we'll have a great guest lined up for you. May the Lord be with you.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine.